Okay, y'all ready?
Yep.
Okay, it is 5 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, May 26, 2026. We will call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Weagle.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Daniel.
Here. Front of you have the minutes from our last meeting on May 12th. Are there any changes or corrections?
I didn't have any.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to pass the minutes from the last meeting for May 12th.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up, we'll open up the floor for any public comment. Okay, we'll close public comment period. Next up, we have an encroachment agreement for, let me find the address real quick here, 217 West Longfellow. Okay, come on up. Need your name and address, please. How much? Name and address, please.
Lawrence Smith, 217 West Longfellow Boulevard, Columbia City.
And looks like you're wanting to do a 6 foot tall fence.
Yep.
Okay. And I think the question I had on the map here is it looks like you're going to go, I'm going to get directions wrong. So I'm going to go up. So you go up the property line, go down the property line, and then the question I guess I have is it looks like the line goes all the way to the back property line, but then I think it actually goes 15 feet in from the property line. Does that make sense what I'm asking? Come on up. I'll show you what
yeah.
I mean.
I was trying to imagine.
I look there. So, it looks like he's on the inside of the easement.
So you go across. Oops. Okay. Go across. You go down. So my question is, are you stopping here or are you going clear down? Because you're stopping here. Okay. So that's is that 15 foot back or whatever that is? Looks like a 15 foot.
Looks like he's inside the property.
Yeah. Well, on this side, you'll be right on the property line, right?
Or the black's the Harper property.
Oh, the black. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's not what I meant. The black is the property line. The easement is the blue is the easement.
So it looks like I'm on the easement here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go along the additional
path. Yep.
Line.
Yeah. Just going to that corner. Okay. So,
yeah.
So I guess, thank you. So, I think that's I think that's his common area. And here's why. I'm sorry. I think I mistake.
Oh, I
because,
see
the green is the, yes. So, really what you're looking, I'm sorry, we're all off the board here. So I think this is either common area or something here. Because I think you're right. The blue line is your property line. And so, the green is your easement line. So, it's within the easement there. Does that make sense? So I think that's so it's really only on the, I guess that'd be the north side or the east side. I'm not sure which way it is. It's kind of weirdly shaped. Is that northeast?
That's not easement. I thought that was easement.
No, I think that's
one second. Where they're all the black lines are property lines.
Yeah, I'll pull that up real quick and hopefully I can get there.
What doesn't the building lines? And otherwise, the house is right up against it. Beef.
So we were ranking that's
the easement. There's a 10-foot easement on each side, like you say, unless there is a common area.
No, that it is common area. It's owned by the Chesapeake Community Association there.
Gotcha.
That's that strip that's in between you and your neighbor. So that's why that fence is inside our utility easement, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, okay, cool.
Okay.
No, it's good. So because that's helpful for me because I looked at that and I saw a map. I think how you saw it. So in any case. Okay, so on that 217 West Longfellow, utilities, do we have any problems with being in the utilities or anything like that? No?
Sanitary's across the road.
Okay.
Water's out in front.
Water's out in front. Okay. So the
there
only
is a couple sewer lines that are storm sewer lines that go through, just if you call them locates.
Yeah.
You know, you'll see them. And they should be good.
Yeah.
So
they
the only
go back to that wet area behind you.
So the only thing we usually tell people is that for some reason we do have to access the easement. We will try to notify you if we can, if it's an emergency. Again, we'll try to notify you, but if we have to take the fence down, we'll try to do it as gently, but it's on you to replace it.
Absolutely. Okay.
Any other questions, comments, thoughts? Do you have any questions of us?
No, that'll do it.
Okay. Then I'll make a motion. We approve the encroachment agreement for 217 West Longfellow Boulevard as presented.
I'll second.
Motion and seconded. Full further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. So,
this will be sent back over to the Planning and Building Department,
okay,
where you applied for this in the morning. So by noon, you could go over and meet with them and fill out the rest of the paperwork or whenever you get time. But they'll have everything ready for you by noon tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Thank you very much. Appreciate you coming in. Okay, we're going to skip ahead because we have some guests, so we'll go ahead and go to the ordinance violation appeal. Mr. Potter, come on up. Go ahead and tell us what you are appealing.
Okay, so I'm appealing the... paper here. The violation tickets for the citation one for tall grass, which is under 95.020, and then citation two, parking, which is under 71.06.
Okay. And what are the grounds for the appeal? Meaning why are you appealing? Go ahead.
So the ticket for the no parking was under 71.06. The only one that makes sense, at least from I found, for the violation is under subsection C. So the person may not stop, stand, or park a motor vehicle in any of the following places: on sidewalk, on grass. My utility trailer is currently parked on my grass in my yard. If you look at it, though, directly, it clearly says motor vehicle, and under Indiana Code 9-13-2-105, which is a traffic violations and stuff like that, it labels a motor vehicle means, except as otherwise provided in this section, a vehicle that is self-propelled. This term does not include a farm tractor, an implement of agriculture designed to be operated primarily in a farm, an electric bicycle, or a foot motor. Or subsection B, motor vehicle as purposes of IC 9-21 means a vehicle that is self-propelled or a vehicle that is propelled by an electric power obtained by overhead trolley lines. And my understanding is under that violation that I was written up for, my utility trailer does not have a motor, it is not self-propelled. So I don't see how that I could be in violation of that when it clearly states motor vehicle, and like I said, under Indiana traffic violations, it defines a motor vehicle as being self-propelled.
Okay, so that's for the no parking violation.
Yes.
What about the high grass violation?
Okay, so the high grass violation, let me pull it up real quick. Okay. So, under high grass violation, it says on subsection E, in the event of a violation herein, the Board of Public Works or Safety shall notify the owner of the real estate that the board has determined a violation based on the owner's real estate. Notice shall be sent by certified mail, return receipt requested, or an equivalent service, so like FedEx, UPS, stuff like that. The only way that I received the violation is a piece of mail sitting on my doorknob. So under that understanding, that is not a certified mail. That is just dropping it on my doorstep. So that is a violation of like how I'm supposed to receive the violation.
Okay. Is there any other reason for the for your appealing any of those others?
No.
Nope. I'm gonna give
yes,
the opportunity. So
absolutely.
I just want to make sure I have your case, if you will, clear then.
Nope, those are the only reasons I have.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead and have a seat, and we'll have our code enforcement officer come on up and explain the violation of itself as well as address Mr. Potter's concerns, if you would.
Okay. So, Scott Leatherman, code enforcement coordinator. So, on May 7th, at the property I was in the area, noticed tall grass, and the vehicle that he's describing was actually in violation of 7122 at that time, parked in the side yard under uncontrolled parking. I gave him 10 days and delivered the notice in accordance of 71171, which talks about the way that services must, which the ordinance states, delivery must be made. It can be made by certified mail. It can be made in person by a person of the government entity. So it was delivered in person to the residents by a person from the government entity. That was me. I delivered it to the front door.
And you said that was ordinance what?
That state statute. Which ordinance are you talking about? The state statute is 1171, which is listed in the report.
Okay.
It's what the ordinance requires, that when you make certified delivery, it states certified mail or equivalent service, or in a subsection, it is by a person from the entity, the government entity. It's specifically under subsection one, it says service by postal service, designated private delivery service that tracks mail, or subsection two, delivery by an employee of the unit of government sending the notice to comply with the statute or rule, is how the Indiana Supreme Court rules for delivery, and our ordinance specifically uses that statute for proper delivery. So you can send it by certified mail or registered delivery service, or an agent of the government entity can deliver it. So I delivered it personally to that address. And it goes on further to say you can attach it to the front of the building. Leave a copy of the notice or matter at the dwelling, house, or usual place, abode of the person to whom which the notice or other matter was given. And Mr. Potter's address is the one listed in GIS. So I delivered to the address and addressed to him. It was left in a mail hanger at the front door.
Okay, do you want to address the vehicular part?
So, the ordinance does say motor vehicle, and it describes, our ordinance describes a vehicle. Let me get to what it exactly describes it as. Here, let's see. Vehicle. Any vehicle, any device in which or by which any person or property is or may be transported on a highway, including but not limited to mobile campers, boats, motorcycles, mopeds, trailers, wagons, or any vehicle designed for this conveyance of persons, property, or animals. However, this term does not include bicycles.
Any questions of Scott?
Are we talking about the boat that's sitting there?
We're talking about cargo trailer. So originally when I went out, on a parking violation, you're not required to abate it at all. There's no notice required to be given. You can issue a parking ticket immediately upon that. It was originally in violation of, in my opinion, both 7106 and 7122, which is uncontrolled parking, which is front and side yards on corner lots. That says you can't park in the grass on those. It was in the side yard for quite a long time. After I gave him the notice, or delivered the notice, he moved it to the backyard and unloaded it. So it was technically in the backyard, but it was still in the grass.
Was there a reason you chose to write a 71.06 versus 71.22?
Because I gave him a 10-day notice, so consideration to move it, and then he moved it to the backyard, which then it's not in violation of 71.22 because it was no longer in the front or side yard, but it was still parked in grass. And then the boat you're talking about, that's on an approved space. It's just that it doesn't have a plate on it, so that falls under the junk vehicle thing, which he was given a warning for. The grass was over 8 inches tall when I originally went there. Over the entire yard, he mowed portions of it, but the area between the curb and or the sidewalk and the street is still not mowed, and there's areas around the trailer where the trailer sits now that are over 8 inches tall It was a visual estimate because I couldn't go onto his property to measure by the trailer, but pictures show how tall it is if you zoom in on the cargo trailer. And it's still in the same condition as today as it was on the 21st.
I did drive out there this afternoon to take a look at it just to make sure I knew what I was talking about, too.
Yeah.
I saw the
so the boat, the trailer may not be in violation, but it currently doesn't have a plate visible. So under our ordinance, it's not, you have to make the assumption that it's not registered. When I talked to Mr. Potter, he said it's in fact registered, but he just doesn't have the plate on it. And then it has a tarp, as part of the other things, it has a tarp over it, which is collecting water, which then allows it to become stagnant. And so that's an issue.
I know the pictures look a lot like what I saw this afternoon.
Yeah. So that's all I have on the, what he'd said, that the grass is still over, and the delivery issue was in accordance with our ordinance and state statute under 1171 for personal delivery by a government agent and can be posted on the house.
Any other questions, Scott? Okay, thank you, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Potter, I'll give you a last word here.
Okay. So, Scott said that under Coney City ordinance, was it a vehicle or did it say motor vehicle?
It's a vehicle.
Okay.
That's in the parking ordinance.
Okay. So his said vehicle, the ordinance clearly says motor vehicle. What's different than a vehicle? And there's other ordinances that say under the 91.0, the other first one that he mentioned for the parking on the side yard, that was breaking, that clearly states vehicle. So there is a distinction between motor vehicle and vehicle. And under 71.06, it clearly labels motor vehicle. And like I said, a utility trailer is not a motor vehicle. And then for the grass one, yes, if you look at Indiana Code, where'd it go? If you look at Indiana Code for that, Indiana Code 1-1-71 on subsection A, it says that that requires the notice other than like you can, you know, requires a signature delivery upon employee of the unit of government sending by notice. But if you look at 95.020 subsection E, notice of violation, it says certified mail, return receipt requested, or an equivalent service permitted under Indiana Code 1-1-7-1B, not A. Under B, it says if. So if means of giving notice is not covered by rules adopted by the Supreme Court, or if a notice or other matter sent as prescribed in subsection A is returned undelivered. But it said, but it clearly it labels B first, and it clearly labels that it shall be sent, which means must be sent by certified mail first. And it's subsection B, not A. So it what's clearly says that it should be given by certified mail first before it gives any other alternative.
I'm just going to be honest with you. I think you're pushing it. That's just my honest opinion, but I'd refer to our attorney to see if there's an actual wording between vehicle and motor vehicle. If there's a difference, I personally think you're pushing it with that. That's just my opinion. But I just want to defer to our attorney to see it.
Yeah, I think since you're the ones making the decision, you need to be listening to the arguments on this case. You're the jury here. So, I hate to do that to you, Dan. But,
okay.
But yeah, here I think you need to listen to them both and
make those decisions. Like I say, vehicle to me is just because it doesn't have a motor on it doesn't mean it's still a vehicle.
No, and I agree, but like I said, it clearly states motor vehicle, and there's other ordinances in Columbia City, like the one, like the other one, the 0.022 or whatever, the other parking for parking in the side yard, that clearly states vehicle in it, and this one clearly states motor vehicle, and there is a difference in those.
How about saying that's an opinion?
Well, under Indiana code, it clearly labels a motor vehicle as something with a motor that is powered or that's powered by overhead trolley lines. And there is a different definition for vehicle.
Well, I will be honest with you. After driving by your property, I think there's other violations there that could be brought forward. It needs to get cleaned up. You need to clean up the property. And if you need help with that, give me a call. But otherwise, it needs to be cleaned up. The violations, I personally have to support Scott on this. I think you're pushing the wording. You're stretching it out, in my opinion. That's just me, though, okay?
I get that, but like I said, Indiana code clearly labels motor vehicle as different than a vehicle. And his wording clearly says vehicle, and like I said, Columbia City ordinances have different things, different codes that say vehicle versus motor vehicle. So if there's a difference, why is there a difference in wording if they're the same thing?
Well, like I said, I respect your opinion, and you respect mine.
Okay. Yes, I do.
So a couple of things. I'm doing a big deep dive into Indiana code right now. So, a couple of thoughts, first of all. I mean, I think the certified mail, the state statute does give the ability for, quote, delivery by an employee of the unit of government sending the notice. So we do have the ability to give that registration or give that certified mail, if you will, giving the mail upon, like, by the employee. We do have that under 1171, under subsection A2, I think is what it has there, as I'm reading the Indiana code here. As for motor vehicles, let me get back to my thing here. So I think ultimately, I would concur in the fact that from the grass side, to me, again, I think based on what I'm reading in Indiana code, that it is, he can serve in that regard. So I wouldn't be in favor of waiving the high grass piece. As for the parking issue, I do think that there's, I think at least to a certain extent, I think cleaning up the language would stop potential confusion, if you will. But I'm still working on a couple of things here to figure out Indiana code, because the code citation that you were showing me, Leslie, is it says it's repeal. But Scott, where did you pull the definition of motor vehicle or vehicle again? I'm sorry.
Well, so under the top of 71 definitions,
71 of our ordinance,
71.01, which is the one that's applicable, since I'm not enforcing Indiana statute, I'm enforcing.
Yeah.
And this is what it says a vehicle is. It doesn't have a definition of motor vehicle under the parking code.
Mm-hmm.
It says any device in which or which any person or property is or may be transported on a highway except a device that is separated by rails or tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's under 71.01 under definitions. And then it further describes vehicle, but no motor vehicle description in the parking ordinance.
So,
and then under delivery, I went to the address. Nobody answered.
Sure. Okay. So
nobody answered. So that is failure.
Well, by Indiana code, I agree with you. So the delivery piece, that's not as big of a deal for me. It's for me. It's more of the motor vehicle versus vehicle piece, which again, at the end of the day, if we don't have it specified, like I think. personally, if I were to look at it, I would say a vehicle is a vehicle is a vehicle, right? But I understand why there would be some confusion about motor vehicle versus a vehicle.
To me, a vehicle is a mode of transportation, whether it's got roads in it or not. I mean, a vehicle could be a bicycle. So a vehicle, to me, I always refer to my car as a vehicle. It doesn't matter if it's got a motor in it or not. It's a way of the mode of transportation. So I don't think we need to complicate this thing any more than another vehicle. That's how I feel about a vehicle.
Section of appeal.
So in many situations, trailers and semi-trailers are considered motor vehicles for the statute. Just it depends on the application.
Hold on a second. We're reading through state statutes, so give me a moment here. I just want to make sure that I have a clear definition myself.
I got a question real quick.
Sure.
Okay. So obviously, we're dealing with violation 71.06. Says not in any of the falling places, sidewalk or grass, right? Grass, and under 71.22, which, like I said, it says vehicles. It says unlawful to park like a vehicle in the front or side yard, which originally was on violation of. That's not what the ticket is for. So I just have a, like, if it's labeled as not in the front or side yard of the street, right? If I'm not allowed, like, why is it, just seems redundant to me when it says grass or front or side. Because, like, you have driveways, right? You're allowed to park on your driveway, mm-hmm. even if it's in the front yard.
Sure.
So why is there the two different distinctions? Because if it's in your side yard, there's obviously going to be grass there. And so I just feel like there's two different things, and they're labeled two very different ways.
Yeah.
This one clearly says vehicles. The other one clearly says motor vehicles.
Sure. So I'm gonna answer in a way that you're probably not going to be happy with. And that is that is a city council question, because
okay.
they're the ones that write the ordinances.
Okay.
They're the ones that pass the ordinances. We just enforce them
okay.
as we interpret, if you will. With that being said, I think ultimately the goal of the ordinances, and not just I am talking, but the goal of the ordinances is to try to keep kind of some order
mm-hmm.
so that we don't have, because I know there's other places in the city that Scott's been working on that has lots of vehicles
mm-hmm.
that are just stacking up
yes.
in places, right? And so it's kind of a bit of a whack-a-mole situation, if you will. So that's the best answer I can give
okay.
you right now. And then in the actual definitions, if you will, under 913.2.105, section C, it does say motor vehicle for purposes of Indiana Code 932 includes a semi-trailer trailer. An off-road vehicle, snowmobile, mini truck, manufactured home, etc. And so then if you go to 932 is dealer services, meaning it says, you know, damage to new motor vehicles, boat dealers, dealer license plates, etc., etc. So I guess my point is that even in the state code, the state code also shows different definitions of motor vehicle. So what I'm taking away from this is that we need to tighten up our code a little bit to make it more clear and
mm-hmm.
clear what is a vehicle and what is a motor vehicle. I would say, though, from a historical precedent, we have treated trailers, boats, etc. as vehicles. So that would be my recommendation would be, I hear what you're saying, and I
mm-hmm.
think we will, you know, one thing to the council would be maybe we need to clean up that language. I know Marshall works a lot on that, on some of those language pieces, and maybe just clarifying that based on, you know, how we treat it, if you will. But to me, I'll just, again, I actually agree with Dan a lot, is that I think the challenge is the state of the property, if you will, and I think we want to encourage you to get that cleaned up and encourage you, obviously, to be a good neighbor and all
mm-hmm.
that stuff, because those kind of things do affect property values and they do affect the feeling of the neighborhood. and which is the whole purpose of why we do the ordinances that we do, right? And so that's kind of where I'm at, Lisa. I don't know if you're where you're at.
I, you know, without the definitions, I still think it brings down the property. It's sitting on the grass. The grass is tall.
Yes, I agree, and I agree that there's other violations that I'm in. That I'm breaking that I need to fix. I absolutely agree with that on, but that is not the reason I am here for the other violation. I am here for these two violations, and you guys have seemed like agreed upon the tall grass. I'm not going to win that. I'm completely okay with that. I'm just more in the motor vehicle sense of the 71.06. That is the one right now that I guess I am more concerned about because, like I said, it on the ordinances, definitions, it labels vehicle. There's different like wording for vehicle and vehicle like in it and everything, and if there's different wording and like Mayor Ryan Daniel said the wording needs to be tightened up, I don't see how that right now with the wording different and it clearly says motor vehicle under the violation on violation of, if the wording is fixed, fine, that's fine, but right now it's not, so I don't see how like right now since it's not how like I and how that's affecting me right now. It's not.
What Ryan just read with the state, it makes sense that what we've done is the right thing to do. I mean, it's all over the place. Yeah. I mean, the state makes it as goofy as it is. It really does. But even if we follow the state statute, we're still in compliance with what we're complaining about.
Yes, Ford dealer. But my trailer is not at a dealer. It's not being sold by a dealer. It's not at a dealer. It hasn't been a dealer for many, many, many years. I think it was originally a Harbor Freight trailer, which, again, is not a dealer. So that like it, so under the what Mayor Ryan said, 9-32, it clearly labels as a dealer thing. I am not a dealer. My trailer is not at a dealer. It wasn't being sold. Like I didn't buy it from a dealer. Or anything like it is not at a dealer, so I don't see how that under being the dealer option is like regarded for me.
Well, so that's so your trailer you said is not. Wait, let me back up. The trailer is not plated.
The utility trailer is.
Utility trailer is.
Plated. Yes, that is the one we're fighting on right now.
So what is not plated?
The boat trailer that's on the pad. Okay, so he says it's plated. He told me that his plate, he just didn't have it on there.
Got it.
So from my observation point, it was considered junk because it didn't have his plate. And he got a notice saying, hey, just get the plate on there, or get it registered, which if he had it registered, he could have put the plate on, but he was busy.
Yes, I agree with that, but again, that is not the reason I'm here for. I'm not here for that violation.
So... originally, when I gave the notice, a parking ordinance, we don't have to give the notices. There's no abatement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's an immediate for every day.
Right.
It's a violation. It was both. It was 71-22 for parking the side yard and the front yard. And he makes the argument that it's not a motor vehicle. And the Indiana statute says that, you know, under certain circumstances, their definition of motor vehicle includes trailers and semi-trailers. Mm-hmm. We don't have a definition, right? We just have vehicles, which includes trailers, that he was in violation of 7106 also. He moved the trailer in the 10 days to the backyard, which was no longer in violation of 7122.
Yeah.
It's a lesser offense. 7122 is a $50 fine versus a $10 fine.
Yeah.
So I gave him warning for the other truck, and I signed him for the trailer in the backyard.
Gotcha.
So it just comes under the decision of whether you believe our definition of vehicle fits our definition of motor vehicle, since we don't have a definition. We should defer to the state, so you have to decide whether state motor vehicle definition covers our vehicle, or if we need to amend our or if we can pretty much apart in grass in that yard.
So I guess where I'm kind of landing on this is, so again, past precedent is we've treated trailers or vehicles as motor vehicles. We have seen those as one and the same. With that being said, I can see Mr. Potter's point of saying the state defines motor vehicles versus vehicles, right? So, I guess what I would like to do, this is me personally, you guys can do something different. What I'd like to do is I'd like to uphold the high grass violation, because I think we've all decided that that's true. And I think what I'd like to do is maybe vacate the trailers and give a recommendation to the city council to tighten up the wording of that, because I think the last time that wording was updated was like 86. But again, from a past precedent standpoint, we've held that vehicles are motor vehicles, so just to be very candid with you, I'm kind of on the fence about it. Obviously, it sounds like he's taking responsibility for a lot of the violations that are there. He understands that there's things that have to be cleaned up. Obviously, Scott has wrote many different things for this property that sounds like Mr. Potter knows he needs to clean up, and he's going to work on it and being a good resident of that neighborhood. But I'm really a coin flip, to be honest with y'all.
Well, for me, I'm really impressed with how you broke down and looked all this stuff up. That's impressive.
Thank you.
But I still think a vehicle, whether it's got a motor in it or it doesn't have a motor in it, it's a vehicle. Whether it's a bicycle or if it's a car, it's a way of transportation. So that's just how I look at it.
Question on that one. If you view as a vehicle, bicycle, trailer, car, stuff like that, and if you view it that way, then under that understanding, then I'm not allowed to have my bicycle in my grass. Do you see what I'm saying?
This is where I get aggravated with a lot of people for wanting to just stretch crap out. That's to me, it's ridiculous thinking.
No, I can see that.
Because it makes sense. Common sense goes a long way with me, and that doesn't. Okay, I think you're just stretching stuff out to be ridiculous, and I think that's what's happening here.
No.
So me, I'm sticking with the vehicle. Being.
Are you? Can I ask a question? As far as are you planning to keep the trailer there?
If I am not a current violation, I don't see any issue why I cannot. As long as I keep the grass mowed below it and keep a nice little spot, I don't see any reason if I am not in violation of that code why I cannot keep my trailer up against my house in my backyard.
So even after if city council like.
Change the ordinance.
If the city council changes the ordinance, yeah. I will move my trailer. But up until then, if it is labeled as motor vehicle, and like I agree, there is it, Columbia City labels a vehicle, but it doesn't have a definition for motor vehicle. So I view it, and I could be wrong, but if Columbia City doesn't have it, the next thing for us it would be the state. And so if the state has a definition for that, and like I don't see how like I'm in violation of that again. And I agree with your saying, like, common sense thing, right? But it seems like the vehicle is more, like, you're taking it more of, like, a interpretation thing. If you as a person, label it as a bicycle, trailer, car, stuff like that, I agree. It's a common sense thing, right? But you can take that as a whole and say, like, I can say, like a car with no motor isn't a motor vehicle, right? And that's just a vehicle, but it still is, at the end of the day, like it's still like it's supposed to be powered by a motor. Like there's a bunch of different things under that you're just taking it. I feel like it's more taken under interpretation rather than by the stature of the law.
I'm in agreement to at this point keep the $50 for the grass. I'm willing to look past the $10 one because you've made a good point, but knowing that city council is most likely going to tighten up our language and it will be in violation once that happens, just so you're aware.
Okay, I am completely okay with that, and when that changes, I will move my trailer.
Okay. That's kind of where I stand on it.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and make the motion that we uphold the high grass violation that we, and that we waive the 71.06 violation for no parking, and obviously on the word that Mr. Mm-hmm. Potter is going to continue to work on cleaning up his property. That's my motion.
I'm in agreement. I will second that.
Okay. Motion and seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign, and those opposed? 2-1 vote. So again, grass is upheld. Parking is waived for now, or waived. Just understand that I'm very confident the council will change that. So
okay.
It gives you time to figure
yes.
out where to put that trailer.
Yes.
Okay.
I do have one more question on all this, though.
Yes.
So the ordinances, are they for the whole of Columbia City as a whole?
All within the city limits. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I do have a question on that, though.
Yes.
If I am not allowed to park my trailer, my one trailer on it, right? Okay, like if when it changes, right, and or a motor vehicle, this is me trying to get understanding. There's a car dealership right next to the old Walgreens that has 30 vehicles parked in the grass, and I personally don't see the difference in that, because I understand that's label, that's commercial, my house is residential, different zoning, right? But it's still, I view it as, it's still Columbia City as a whole, and that place, you could tell, used to be a house. Like, all the utilities are the same, everything else. So I just don't see, personally see the difference when there's, 30, 40 vehicles.
Sure.
That's going to put a lot more pressure on the ground than my one trailer I can pull around by myself.
I understand that. And my suggestion would be is that if you have things that you would like to have addressed by the city council,
mm-hmm.
you contact your city council members and work with them on the changes and your points of view.
Yeah. I will tell you, I've seen some other places that park on the grass. I got a warning myself.
Mm-hmm.
I can't have parked my truck on the grass.
Yeah.
I got a warning on that myself, so I,
mm-hmm.
that was a few years back that I had to move it.
Mm-hmm.
So I get what you're saying, because
yes.
I got a touch mm-hmm. of that rule, too.
And I would also mention that while we try to be proactive,
mm-hmm.
there is a lot of reactiveness, meaning that when individuals call in with a violation, we have to go investigate that,
okay.
right? So while I think it's one of those where as we're traveling around, if we see an issue,
mm-hmm.
we'll try to take care of it, I understand that there's probably a lot of them that are in process,
mm-hmm.
but the other part of that is that when someone calls it in, we have to address it, right?
Okay.
So I guess that would be maybe my concluding thought for you is if you keep working on it, then I think we're willing to work with you, but keep showing progress.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do that.
Great. Thank
okay.
you for being here.
Yep. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. Okay. Next up is the notice of award. We're going to go back to item number 4, notice of award for phase 3 of Westgate. That is to Fleming Excavating. Their contract price was $1,690,506.32. That was the low bid. Our engineering firm, ANZ Engineering, did look through all the bid documents and found that they were in compliance. They follow all the rules, and that they were that they are the certified low bidder for Westgate Phase 3. So with that, can I have a motion to approve the notice of award to Fleming Excavating for the contract price of $1,690,506.32?
A second. Sorry. I thought you made the motion. Sorry.
No. Yes.
I'll second that.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show for the usual sign. It is unanimous. Do we also need to do the agreement?
No.
Do you remember?
I believe that's all we have to do to get going.
The agreement.
Yes.
Mark said we could sign that at the same. So yes, we do.
So yes,
approve
the agreement. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So in front of you is the agreement between us and Fleming Excavating. Regarding the Westgate Subdivision Roadway Reconstruction Phase 3 project, again, it's the standard agreement. Marcia, you've had a chance to look at this?
Yes.
Okay. And you have no changes, I'm assuming?
No.
Okay. So I'll make a motion. We approve the agreement between owner and contractor, between Columbia City and Fleming Excavating for Phase 3 Westgate Subdivision Roadway Reconstruction. Presented.
A second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Next up is the employment training agreement for Mr. Valentic. And this is the police employment training agreement that they, you know, agree that if we're going to invest in them, they're going to stick around. So any questions, comments, concerns about the employment training agreement?
No.
Mary.
So
Gary.
So we didn't send Scott Lintek to the academy or anything. We did it in the first time. You passed that and got through it.
Previously.
This is for the public safety medical because it costs like $2,500 now.
Yep.
So if he doesn't.
But it's only a 1 year, right? According to this, it says 1 year probate. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. The city has employed the police officer as a patrol officer first class with a 1 year probation period.
Yeah.
But it's still a 3 year agreement?
Correct. So if you leave within 3 years, you have to pay back the public safety medical
claim. Where's the same 3 year agreement?
I'm just wondering where it says the 3 year agreement. I'm not trying.
This is what that'll give me. Yeah, the way number two reads, it makes it sound like it's a year.
I don't know. It doesn't say 3 years, and it just says with a 1 year probationary mm-hmm. period.
That they have to reimburse if they don't basically complete the 1 year probationary or the probationary period, which previously it says 1 year, then they have, then he has to. Well, are you okay with that, or do you want to change the agreement? I mean, he's been here before, so it's a little different than a normal Joe Schmo off the street we don't know, right? So, okay. Yeah, well, and that's, I mean, that's ultimately what it is. And it's still 1 year from start date, right? You have any concerns, questions?
I don't.
Okay. I'll make a motion we approve the employment training agreement with Scott Valentic as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Next up is bills.
All right.
Say what?
I make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $354,098.67 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated May 26, 2026 for checks.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $942,721.36 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated May 26, 2026 for EFT payments.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable except overtime in the amount of $289,631.87 plus overtime in the amount of $17,433.60 for a total of $307,065.47 for the pay file ending May 15, 2026.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Are you going to stick around or are you coming back after council?
And sticking around so they can just do the report.
Okay. We will delay department head reports till later. Unless anybody has anything specifically for Board of Works. Terry, Chip, Matt, Kelly, Tom? Yes or no?
I'm good.
Okay. Mike? Gary? Okay. Marcia?
Nothing.
Leslie?
Nothing.
I'll report later, I guess. Dan.
Nothing.
Lisa.
Nothing.
We have no press. Anything from the audience for Board of Works? Okay. Hearing none, then we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you. We-